Good morning, this is Akashvani. I'm Sunil Verma with World News. The headlines. Brazilian President Lula da Silva speaks to Prime Minister Narendra Modi over phone. Two leaders reaffirm commitment to further strengthen India-Brazil's strategic partnership. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says India is seen as a trusted value chain partner and vibrant democracy. First trilateral meeting of Russia, US and Ukraine to begin in UAE today in an effort to end war in Ukraine. In badminton, PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen enter quarterfinals of Indonesia Masters Badminton Tournament in Jakarta. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants beats UP Warriors in Vadodara. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a telephone call from President of Brazil, Lula da Silva, yesterday. The two leaders reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthen the India-Brazil strategic partnership and take it to even greater heights in the year ahead. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said that the two leaders noted with satisfaction the significant progress achieved across diverse areas of bilateral cooperation, including trade and investment, technology, defense, energy, health, agriculture, and people-to-people ties. The leaders also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. They also underscored the importance of reformed multilateralism in addressing shared challenges. Prime Minister Modi conveyed that he looked forward to welcoming President Lula to India at an early date. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnava said that India is seen as a trusted value chain partner and vibrant democracy and as a country that is focused on inclusive growth. In an interview with a private media channel on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Mr. Vaishnav asserted that people trust India as a country with which they can work, co-create and co-develop new technologies.
If you look at the AI stack, it's in five layers. The top layer is the application layer. How do you use AI to get your return on investment, to have that efficiency gain, that productivity gain, that multiplier that AI can bring? That is where our IT companies have taken a big pivot away from the old software services model. And now they are working towards providing AI-based solutions to the world. We are definitely going to be the leader in this.
The minister informed that India is working on all five layers of artificial intelligence, including AI architecture, application, model, chip, infra and energy. Replying to a question on the AI Impact Summit, which is scheduled to be held in New Delhi next month, the minister said, "One of the objectives of the summit is to make technology accessible to all, as Prime Minister Narendra Modi always focuses on democratizing technology." He further stated that AI has great capabilities, but there are certain harms as well. He emphasized that there should be right guardrails so that these harms can be controlled.
In the fifth industrial revolution, which is going to be driven by AI, energy is going to be a major, major input. So that's why our Prime Minister has given so much emphasis on getting the nuclear energy opened up and developed in a country so that we keep getting the most vital ingredient in the fifth industrial revolution. So we are working on all the five layers.
New and renewable energy minister Prahlad Joshi has said that India's energy transition is driving industrialization, job creation and global competitiveness, offering a model for emerging economies. Addressing a high-level session on energy, the great funding gap at World Economic Forum in Davos, the minister said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has transformed clean energy into a people-centric development movement while strengthening energy security and reducing power costs. Mr. Joshi said, India has achieved 267 gigawatts of non-fossil fuel capacity, with renewables accounting for about 52% of total installed power capacity. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis has said that the state government has signed Memorandum of Understanding MOUs worth 30 lakh crore rupees at the ongoing World Economic Forum in Davos. Mr. Phadnavis said, 40 lakh job opportunities are likely to be created. More from our correspondent.
Fadnavis clarified that 83% of these agreements involve foreign direct investment, while 16% is in foreign technology partnerships. He added that a total of 18 countries will be investing in Maharashtra, while stating that 75% of the investment pledge at last year's World Economic Forum has fructified on ground. He said this year's investment will lead to the growth of Third Mumbai, the Raigad Pain Growth Center, and emerging hubs like Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar, Sindhudurga, and Ratnagiri. Bhavana, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. U.S. President Donald Trump administration is willing to sell Venezuelan oil to India under a new U.S.-controlled framework. The move came after Caracas and Washington reached a deal this week to export up to $2 billion worth of Venezuelan crude, some 30 to 50 million barrels, to the United States. India was a major buyer of Venezuelan crude before American sanctions curtailed trade. The possibility of renewed access could help diversify India's energy imports amid sustained demand growth. While Venezuela has the world's largest proven oil reserves, India is among the world's fastest growing energy consumers and relies heavily on imports to meet its oil needs. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has announced that Ukraine, the United States and Russia are going to hold a trilateral meeting in UAE today and tomorrow. This marks the first time since 2022 conflict that delegations from all three nations will meet together to discuss ending the war. Zelensky shared the news at the World Economic Forum in Davos following a meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump.
American team will go to Moscow. Yes, they waited for our meeting with President Trump, and now they will go, and my team will meet American team, and I think that it will be the first trilateral meeting in Emirates. It will be 2 days meetings in Emirates.
Mr. Trump described their discussion as positive and stressed that the war must end. The UAE India Business Council, UAE chapter UIBCUC, has announced an ambitious roadmap for 2026 aimed at deepening economic cooperation between India and the United Arab Emirates and translating policy commitments into tangible outcomes. The announcement comes in the wake of the recent visit of the UAE president to India, where talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirmed the strength of the bilateral partnership under the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants defeated UP Warriors by 45 runs in a league stage match at the BCA Stadium in Vadodara last night. Chasing the target of 154 runs set by Gujarat Giants, UP Warriors were bowled out for 108 runs in just 17.3 overs. Earlier, put into bat, Gujarat Giants scored 153 runs for 8 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In badminton, top Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen entered the quarterfinals of Indonesia Masters Badminton Tournament in Jakarta yesterday. In women's singles, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu progressed to the quarterfinals, defeating Denmark's Lina Højmark Kersfeldt by 21-19, 21-18. In men's singles, 7-seed Lakshya Sen also advanced to the quarterfinals, defeating Hong Kong's Jason Gunawan 21-10, 21-11. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Brazilian President Lula da Silva speaks to Prime Minister Narendra Modi over phone. The two leaders reaffirm commitment to further strengthen India-Brazil's strategic partnership. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says India is seen as a trusted value chain partner and vibrant democracy. First trilateral meeting of Russia, US and Ukraine to begin in UAE today in an effort to end war in Ukraine. In badminton, PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen enter quarterfinals of Indonesia Masters Badminton Tournament in Jakarta. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants beats UP Warriors in Vadodara. And that is the end of this news bulletin.